Blog Talk Radio.
But the banks are going to fuck with them.
They have a drug.
Right. Exactly. They don't want to fuck with them, but y'all legalize it.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, you know that? They were going to log and find that.
It's on. Mix it up. Crash, you hung up. I was about to open your mic, but it's cool. Shout out to my homie, Crash Jig. I had to pick up my phone so I could just tell him I was about to open him up. Cool, we'll get it in or whatever. Now I know it's called Jersey Shine. Like, so that's a proud topic. Like, what about America Shine? Like, you know, is it available only in Jersey? Like,
yeah,
can America get some? Thanks for bringing it to Philly.
Yeah, currently it's in, like I said, it's in 600 stores in New Jersey. Our permit process is pending. We're going to be in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and New York, but in their zone.
That's what's up. Gold. That's what's up. And tell us about your company. You're a black man. Most black people don't have liquor companies. Like, you know, we make stuff drinks. We have little mason jars full of, like, you want to take this Henny punch? The Jersey Shine punch.
It's an idea. The concept came from my partner's grandparents. They had made whiskey in the 30s and 40s at Prohibition. And now we're here.
That's good. Oh, that's what's up. So is this a friend? Is this a family recipe, or you guys
yes.
came up with it yourself?
Yeah, okay. Family recipe.
Okay, that's real dope. That's real dope. Now, who else is a part of the company? Like,
the three of us: me, my 10, Lady of Luck.
Oh, it's my 10. Okay, so she's a part of the company.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Okay, business move, sis. That's what's up.
Yep.
That's definitely major. That's real major. Now, even for me, I want to know, like, what parties you guys have coming up. Like, how can we be able to, you know, keep supporting Jersey Shine? Do we need to get some help to get it in Pennsylvania, like, soon? Because we'd be about that.
No,
you know,
actually, the permit process is done, so we'll be in Pennsylvania in about 2 months.
Okay, so we gotta wait. We gotta do the official. We gotta do the official party in Philly though. Once it drops, yeah, you know I mean.
Of course, definitely.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, as far as the 6 different flavors, and even if I was in Jersey, like, how do we? You know what I mean? How do you choose? Like, who's saying it? Which one is the favorite? Like, which one? Like, why'd you even give us the margarita first?
You just added a flavor.
Huh?
You just added a flavor. Spot.
Oh, it was five. I thought you said it was 6 different. You talk so fast. I thought you said five.
We technically have White Lightning, which is a non-flavor one. That one is 100 proof. It's 50% alcohol.
Where is
so
that
five
one?
Five flavors: black cherry, apple pie, cranberry, lemonade, margarita, and White Lightning. It's number 6. But
White Lightning. Yeah, we need some White Lightning. You know what I mean? A person like me, I'm a little big. You know what I mean? So I could take my liquor. You know what I'm saying? So the 100 proof. Now, well, what's like the price point? Because that's a pretty cute bottle. You know what I mean? Like,
sure, the retail for $29.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. Where are coupon at? Because we always need to sell. We can't get a coupon? Well, I'm sure you came to Philly Shine Radio to tell us something about how we could get it. No discount? No, we know my 10. Like, what's good? He's going to laugh.
If you're that close to the store, you can walk in and and try it. It might hook you up, or it might kick you up.
Oh, you're like, y'all don't know me no more. Well, I'm gonna see what I can do. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, thank you so much for bringing the drinks for us. You know what I mean? Because and then at the end of the day, like once it's available in Pennsylvania, like we could talk about, you know, promoting it and doing more stuff, whatever, to get the word out there.
Yeah, we actually did a marketing campaign that would for a while.
That's what's up. That's dope. Now, this is a black-owned company. Like, a lot of people don't, you know what I mean, even carry on those traditions to have a family, you know, a family recipe, want to, you know, all the way to a product. Now, is your other partner, is he related to you?
No.
So this your grandparents' recipe? Like,
his
grandparents. Oh, his grandparents.
Yeah.
Okay. Hope to meet him one day, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
That's like kind of lit. You know, what was the process in getting it, you know, getting the formula corrected? Like, did y'all have any?
There's the trial and error, tasting it, make sure it comes over.
Okay. Now, how do you measure the proof? I've always wanted to know that. Like, and I can't talk to, like, you know, E&J to be like, well, how do you really know it's 40 proof? Like, how do you know it's 100 proof? Like, what is that? Like, who measures that?
It starts out at 100 proof. I would, and then it's broken down. So we get the 40 proof, which is 2% alcohol.
So what you mean? So you cook it to make it, to cook it? So it's like you cooking the alcohol off of it or something?
Yeah. It's boiled a few times, and then we distill it a few times.
Okay. I never knew about that process. Much as I drink. See, I got questions as a drinker. You know what I mean? So now we go into like, you know, details. Like,
right.
So it starts off at 100. Well, damn. Well,
so we actually have an aged product that's 180 proof. We aged it in a barrel for 2 years. We just started selling that like this.
Oh wow. Oh yeah, because it has to age as well.
Yeah. It's 180 proof. It's 90% alcohol.
180 proof. Is that enough?
That sounds crazy. Where did I get this?
That's like going right to Fat Tuesdays and getting the 190 octane. You know what I mean? Already. You know what I mean? You already got it.
Yeah.
So in one shot?
Yeah, basically.
Basically. What's the name of that? So you got seven. See,
it's aged white light.
So the white lightning could be aged.
Yeah.
Now, so... Okay, so that's why it costs more, because you have to distill it, keep doing steps to it, or whatever. All right. That's what's up. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, even for me, I feel like it's really, really important to have flavors. Like, so you guys only have 5 different flavors, and then the white lightning is plain, but I don't have that one. I'm going to go to Jersey and buy it now. What's your favorite store to go to?
Probably Bottle Stop. Boston City.
Yeah, you gotta shout them out. Like, who's selling the most?
Or Cherrywood Liquors.
Shout them out.
Umbrella.
That's what's up. Now, is it up in Newark or whatever? Not.
Yes.
Not. Yep. Okay, that's what's up. They like to drink it there. Now, one thing I like about Jersey is the liquor prices. So, but, you know,
is it more out here?
Of course.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know.
Listen,
we're going to make some more money in Philadelphia. It's a crazy market over here. They're like, oh, yeah, no, we all need our money. And you tell them, yeah, well, I need my money too. Make sure, you know what I mean? Like, I need my cut as well.
Right.
Now, shout out your social media and your website or whatever so that people can, you know, keep up with what's going on with you.
Our Facebook is Jersey Shine Spirits, Instagram at Jersey Shine.
And then you have your own Instagram too.
That's right. I'm Matson Don at Matson Don.
I like that. That's what's up. Now, is there any upcoming events coming up? Like, what's up with Lady Luck? Is she like taking this joint on tour? Do I have some new music from her? Like, that's your homie. Hit her up. We'll play music on Philly Shine Radio.
That's right. Again, a shout out to Lady Luck at I Am Lady Luck. We have 12 events scheduled in Jersey. We're going to be posting those on Instagram a couple of days. I don't have the exact dates, but it is definitely 12
events. Oh, all right. Well, we'll definitely be in the building. We got the Glockaware bus right out in the back. You know what I mean? Pack niggas in there, Joel, and they come through.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, also, we would love to bring you all back. You know, when you bring it to Philly, you know, we do a little promotion and tell Lady Luck I'm trying to play some music. Bring her through as well. That's what's up. Well, I got a couple more questions. I'm going to take a little music break, and we're going to try out this other flavor, introduce my second guest. Like, shout out to everybody chilling on Philly Shine Radio. My 10 in the building. Shout out to Jersey Shine. Okay, I didn't know how to pronounce it. The way you pronounce it is like a stretch on the ball. Okay. I'm about to get to the phone lines. Hey, you guys. I'm going to open it up. I got y'all. Just hold on 1 second after this phone. What's up, DJ Breezy? What's your last name? Okay, that's cool. I got you. That's Tanisha. Cool. event, you know what I mean? Let me see if this is her calling in. 347, welcome to Philly Sham Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? 347, hello.
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 Oh, was it Tanisha?
Yeah, I was on the line the whole time.
I didn't know when you were calling in. I was waiting for my people to hit me up. But welcome to Philly Sham Radio.
Hey.
Listen, I like that.
Thank
song,
you.
But I didn't get the mixed version, baby. They gotta hook me up.
Huh?
I said they gotta hook me up with the mixed down version. That joint is like lit. Love Yourself is definitely a great song or whatever.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, it's very empowering. It's meant for people to love themselves. I just want that message to get out there.
That's,
you know,
what's up. Well, I'd like to introduce you to Tanisha.
Tanisha, what's up?
DJ Breezy,
hi.
Say hi to Tanisha.
Hi, how
are you? Welcome. Tell everybody where are you from and what's going on with you and then plus in this record.
Well, I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn, East New York.
Exit, y'all. Yeah, everybody like the exit. They like, what? New York? New York, what it is? What it do? You put your Tim's on, nigga. Put your food in it, nigga.
I'm from New York, Brooklyn. And, you know, I've been singing and songwriting since I was 16 years old. I've been singing since I can't even remember. But I'm out here, and I'm doing it. Got this record called Love Yourself. I believe that it's pretty dope. I believe that it's positive. It's produced by Rock Wilder, and I co-wrote it with Michelle, Red, JJ, Otto. You know, so shout out to them. You know, and
I said you connected. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Listen, you gotta make the most of your connections. Like, you know what I mean. I'm definitely gonna make sure I stay up on everything. I didn't know that you were from Brooklyn. You know what I mean. My girl, she already went over. What's going on? What's up, my? You know. All right. Can I hear me? I still can't hear me. Can y'all hear me? A little bit. I'm doing something wrong. I don't know what's going on. All right, there we go. I can hear me now. Oh, you can hear me? All right, cool. Well, you can hear me, but I can hear me. Oh, there it is. All right. It's all types of situations over here, but we got it official. Now, I got to come check you out in Brooklyn. I didn't know you were right there.
Yeah.
I'm coming to see you this weekend. What's popping this weekend?
This weekend, Saturday, I'm doing a photo shoot on Sunday, that's about it, but not any, like, performances, you know. I go out to open mics and stuff like that, like I'm going one tonight, but,
Maybe we can get that girl to do a little brunch thing, you know what I mean? Shout out to you doing your thing. I'll send you a DM, you can have some fun turn out. Now, let everybody know social media and where they can actually check out the record.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tanisha Avent Music, and that's on everything, like, you know, Instagram, Facebook, except Spotify. Spotify is just Tanisha Avent, but everything else is Tanisha Avent Music. And also the website, eMusic Entertainment website. That's where you're going to find everything and all of the dope artists as well, along with me. So make sure y'all go check that out.
Check out eMusic Entertainment.
She's
doing her thing. You know what I mean? You never know what you're going to come across checking out eMusic Entertainment, but you know it's going to be definitely dope. But thanks so much for calling the show. I'll make sure I get that during the rotation. I got to get the clear copy because I got the fuzzy one. That's a fuzzy copy.
Oh, it is?
Maybe I got the pre-mixed copy. I don't know.
Okay.
It didn't sound too yummy. But we heard your voice, though. You definitely sound beautiful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate y'all having me on the show. Like, okay, no, Philly. No.
Definitely stay in touch with us. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm gonna give it your people. We're gonna keep you in rotation and show you a whole lot of love.
Definitely.
You know, I'm coming to see you. I didn't know you was in New York. I stay in New York.
For real?
Well,
yeah,
I don't
you know, Philly in New York. Philly, no, but I know Philly and New York is really not that far from each other. So, you know,
Philly?
Yeah,
I've been
Philly.
I was about to say, okay. All right. Like, I was just up there, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like back and forth, you know what I mean? I come to New York just to get something to eat, you know?
Yeah,
just to get something to eat.
Well, yeah, we definitely need to link up and stuff like that. You know, you said you come to New York so often.
Oh yeah, well stay on deck because I'm not sending you off. You know what I mean? We gonna have some fun because even my homegirl, oh she's still on the line. My homegirl is about that business.
Okay.
Jay calling in. Don't leave it to these requests. DJ Breezy is talking about fixing credit. We got my ten in here representing Jersey Shine. Did I say it right? My ten. Martin, what the hell? Why your mommy
want to name
you Martin? That's a good name.
Yeah,
I have
a couple
flavors. That's just what I do. Hello, Martin, I got you.
Okay.
We got you. What's good? Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, Jay. Shout out to everybody calling in. I just want to make sure everybody knows Philly Shine Radio is promoting not only the hottest music and products. You know, we all from the number one internet radio station, Crackleware Radio, 4933 Old York Road. We can have it draw lit up like a party line.
That's what I just said. It sounds like a party line.
267-467. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Which name are you coming from?
Hello.
Yes.
It's Jay. Go get it, Jay. Hey, y'all.
What up, Go Get a J?
What's going on? How's everybody?
We real official over here. We talking to my ten. We got DJ Breezy in the building. Shout out to E Music Entertainment in the building.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Listen, we over here having fun. And I'm looking forward to the event on March 24th. I wanted you to call up and, you know, just give us a little quick update before I get back to my interview.
Yes, I'm super excited about March 24th. March 24th is the Passion of Profit Networking Luncheon. It's at Cafe Breezes from 12 to 4. And if you're going to be anywhere that day, you need to be there, okay? We're going to be showing you how to turn your passion, your ideas, and your hobbies into profit. So how to make money with exactly what you love to do. So it's going to be a lot of information. We got speakers on there. Shout out to DJ Swift. Shout out to Chef Blue. Lex from Cookie Jar by Lex, Abu Sweet Tooth, Rich Youth, and a caregiver, motivational speaker, Laquana Holloway. So shout out to all of them for coming on board and doing this with me. We're going to have a fun time. Again, it's catered by Cafe Breezes, so y'all already know the food is going to be on point. We're going to have a good time. So I hope to see you guys all there.
Yeah, listen, we'll be in the building. You know what I'm saying? Definitely real official. 12 to 4,
yeah.
Cafe Breezes. Thanks for calling in. And tell everybody, check out Philly Shine Radio. We're about to give out some real good information about credit repair as well as, you know, finish up with my 10, you know what I mean, talking about this delicious Jersey Shine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that. Nice.
I might need to drink some more. I don't feel it yet. Like, how long does it take to kick in? And why does it take it so long? I want to say, but I know for a big thing, we're going to have some fun. I got Diesel calling in too because I don't know if y'all know, but this Saturday is definitely super special. Damn it, Golf and Social. Y'all coming, right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I was about to say. Yeah, listen. Y'all better come and have some fun with us. We're going to have fun. It's like all these birthdays, all the stuff turned up. 215, I'm going to open up your mic in a minute. One second. And I think I got Tanisha back on the line. All right, yeah, cool. I got to. Now, is this okay to mix, though? Like,
with the black cherry, a lot of people mix it with Pepsi or Coke.
No, I'm gonna mix them with other liquor. I drink liquor straight.
Oh shit! No,
you can't. Like I drink it straight. I gotta. Oh, you're here. I'm not pouring your drink. I'm doing a show. I had to just serve myself.
Yeah.
That'll be so. My 10 in the building. I want to introduce you to my boy DJ Breezy, credit specialist. You know what I mean? Other people fix their credit. Now, even when it comes to having a business, now, what advice, my 10, would you give out to somebody? You know, getting started because, you know, it's definitely, you know, more business to do than the idea. You know what I mean? Like, you start off when you start to execute the business. Like, what was, you know, your trials and tribulations to get, you know, everything off the bed or whatever?
The trial and error, like I said, definitely have a plan. You know, it takes time. It takes a lot of work. Don't quit early on. Early in, because it's not going to be overnight or anything like that. You know, it's all about planning and preparation.
Would you give any advice, like, as far as, like, oh, I came across this hurdle, and then I had to do X, Y, and Z to get over it?
With us, it wasn't really a lot of hurdles. It's more of, like, it's time-consuming, like, the paperwork, like, getting your permits in certain states and stuff like that. So it wasn't necessarily a hurdle. It was just time consuming. But making a product itself is easy, you know, once you come up with a good flavor, just keep it consistent.
Keep it consistent, y'all. Shout out to everybody keeping it consistent, doing anything, you know what I mean? And, you know, salute to you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like, a lot of people don't understand, like, that you do have to have that patience, you know what I mean?
Patience and passion.
Get your ID off the ground. Let's get it popping. My phone is blowing up. You online? Press one. I'm like, okay. Shout out to everybody checking out the radio show. I wanted some updates from you guys. You know, we always show some love. I didn't really get a chance to get into my topic, but I want to ask you, Martin, like, how do you feel about, you know, the violence that goes on in the black community and, you know what I mean, just in this day and age right now, like, have you guys ever supported anybody who's doing, like, anything to stop the violence ever, or, like, you know, how do you feel about that?
Well.
He's like, look, you're not a
You should have emailed me, you already spoke to me. On that note, let's all take another shot.
And then, man, anybody receives a question, that was like, it's kind of positive joy, you know what I mean? Well, do you have any aspirations to, you know what I mean? Because, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm not saying, like, any one person or any one idea is going to help, you know what I mean? But the conversation is needed because so many people, they shy away from the fact that it's kind of messed up out here. You know
right,
what I mean?
On a serious note, we do get a scenario. We talk to kids about that in addition to our charity events that we do at school. We talk about
nonviolence,
stuff like that in schools. We did the three schools in South Jersey. And we just had a charity event in Ghana as well.
Oh, that's what's up. That's dope.
What's that for in January?
That's dope. Like, listen, it's not even just a problem here, but it's just like, it's just been never ending. Like, so many people, they don't think about problem solving. They want to take it to extremes. You know what I mean? It's really, really crazy. You know, like, come on, y'all, get your mind right. It's just about giving out people better options, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Now, I should have asked you the other type of question. It might have been easier. Like, what's the best place to meet a person? But we're going to get into that a little later. I'm going to get into some music. Shout out to everybody in the building. Snow White just came in here looking all great and delicious. Look at her. She make me hot, y'all. She makes me hot. Not like that, like I want to, you know. I like men. But we're gonna talk about my topic, you know, best place to meet people. I say AutoZone, but I'm a little rusty. I don't know. You know what I mean? I like a man that's like, you know, I'm going to fix my car. You can't ever be with a guy who's not going to fix his car. You know what I mean? Little update. Well, like I said, he's like, yeah, I'll take my shit to the dealer. No, Pep Boys won't do it. Pep Boys is closed. Hey, Pep Boys still open? Pep Boys still open?
Yeah, Pep Boys calls for you. Might find
it. Oh, Pep Boys calls for
you. It might be a little bit
fire. I'm joking.
So, yeah, you got
I'm joking. Oh, yeah.
They all let people hang out.
Man, if anybody knows me, I was extremely joking. I've never met anybody at AutoZone. I read an article about it. Now we're just talking shit to Sam.
You said it with a straight face. I think you did.
No, I didn't. I remember the last time I was in AutoZone, this guy was just like real rude. And I was just like, man, fuck out of here, pussy. Weirdo. No, most guys, like, you gotta, like, for me, it's crazy because meeting people is hard because, you know, I get people to look at my butt and then they instantly just lose their brain cells or something. I don't know. I'm not a dude, so I don't know what happens. But, you know, if I just get something to just like, I don't even want to know anything else about you, Nick. Like, you know, so it's funny. It's funny that way. No, yeah, I'm an actress, too. I'm coming up. I'm be acting and stuff real soon. He said I said it a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
Honest, I'd be honestly lying. This is what I'm talking about. I will honestly lie right to your face. But we're going to take this music break. Shout out to everybody in the building. You know what I mean? We're having so much fun getting to know about Jersey Time. Tanisha was good. Peace, baby. You know you believe me, huh? You can't be playing
I'm going to I'm going to what you want at the end deep. Can you use me to get you better? Bitch, put me on DMZ. I'm gonna get my shine. Just like me on the